With any murderer or group of murderers, there's always a pattern that they use in order to commit these crimes. And of course, after several murders with these repeated patterns, it then becomes helpful for investigators to track down exactly who is committing these crimes. However, this wasn't the case when it came to Cecilia Stain and her group. The methods in which they used were vastly different from one another, and this basically became extremely confusing for the investigators because it simply just didn't look like that each of these murders belonged to the same person or the same group. I mean, with an alarming count of murders and each one being so dramatically different, it becomes extremely frustrating in order to be able to tie it down to one person or at least to a group of people. But at the end of the day, this was a purposeful method used by Cecilia because she ultimately didn't want anyone to be able to trace any of these murders back to her or to anyone in her group. And unfortunately, with two main ulterior motives behind these murders, the murders were committed, or should I rather say, the murders fell into two main categories, one being soft kill murders and the other being overkill murders. And each category was for a different purpose. Each one was a different motive behind it. Now, with the soft kill murders, this would involve the murders such as strangulation or being shot with a gun. And then with the overkill murders, these were far more gruesome. They were extremely sadistic. They were by no means simple or fast, or the victims basically were meant to suffer, in a nutshell, I guess. But now with the two different types of murders, like I said just now, the motives behind each type was different. The soft kill murders were purely for greed. Cecilia had her group kill in order to steal basically money. And that was literally the only motive behind the soft kill murders. It was just to gain, or it was just a means to gain money. There was nothing more to it. And the victims that were targeted for this were fairly random. They were people who Cecilia or anyone in her group deemed that they had money, or potentially had money. Cecilia would always look for any type of financial gain from anyone, so any slight hint of you having money, that person basically became a target. And whether these victims were pre-selected by any of her members having formally met any of these victims, or by simple arrangements, you know, to meet with a broker, they became a soft kill murder victim, just a means for money. There was nothing specifically set out, or there was no specific set of people that were targeted in order to kill them. Like I said, if you looked like you had money, or potentially had money, you became a victim. It was nothing personal, at the end of the day, anyway. All Cecilia wanted was money. But now with the overkill murders, these murders were set out specifically for specific people. These murders were done for revenge. They were done in order to threaten anyone else in the group or anyone else who posed as a threat to Cecilia, even if they weren't directly linked to her or being in Cecilia's group, should I say. If someone posed as a threat to expose Cecilia or simply just made her extremely unhappy or angry, she then would take out any means in order to get back at this person, and that included overkill murders. So if it was directly the person themselves who had made Cecilia angry, or if it was a family member of the person who Cecilia made angry. That's the means to which she would go. Overkill murders were revenge murders. So many of the people that were killed in this category, they wanted to expose Cecilia, or at the very least they posed as a threat because they started to realize the truth behind Cecilia's lies, and ultimately she saw them as a threat. Or even specifically, even in Ria's case, Cecilia set out to kill people in overkill ways in order to control Ria, in order to threaten her. And this was done to other people in Cecilia's group. Overkill murders were simply for revenge and for control. And these victims were specifically selected. I mean, again, in Ria's case, Ria's son was actually on the list to be killed by Cecilia in order to punish Ria, in order to threaten her, to control her, any or all of those reasons. With Reginald Ben Dixon's murder, it was the same thing. He was an important person in Ria's life, and at the same time, he also warned Ria so many times against Cecilia. But I will get to talking about his murder in another audio. And then in the case of other members who were part of Overcomers Through Christ who were also killed, those people who fell into the overkill categories were seen as a threat or were used in order to threaten anyone else in Cecilia's group. So ultimately, the victims for overkill murders were very, very specifically selected, whereas softkill murders were fairly random. Overkill was for revenge and control, and softkill was just a means to gain money. And between the two types of murders and the vast array of victims, there was no real defining factor or no real baseline method, I guess you could say, that would ultimately tie all of them up to Cecilia and her group. The murders were all very different. The victims were all very different. And it was very confusing to the investigators until I basically sat down and explained the different reasons behind it, because after having known Cecilia for almost 4 years, I knew her too well. And with everything that she had told me, and with the way she would do things, and then with the investigators explaining the different types of murders and the different victims and how they couldn't tie all of this up, it was as clear as day to me. It was honestly extremely simple, but mostly because I knew Cecilia too well. I knew the way she thought, the way she had stated things. There was literally and unfortunately no doubt in my mind when I had very bluntly and blatantly stated this to the investigators. I mean, if I recall the meeting I had with them when I told them this the first time, when we had the first meeting with regards to the different types of murders, the look on their faces was rather dumbfounded, but yet it also made sense to them. But I think the dumbfounded look in their eyes and on their faces was also because everything revolving around Cecilia Stain in this group was just basically so bizarre and so extreme. I think they were so desperately and honestly battling to wrap their minds around, you know, that this one person could orchestrate all these things or was capable of orchestrating these types of things. And then also being able to get other people basically to do her bidding. But after explaining the reasons behind the different types of murders, or why there would be a different reason between the types of murders, it made sense to the investigators. I think by that point, they had started to at least somewhat grasp Cecilia's ways of thinking and ways of doing things. So there was no negotiating or doubts or anything of the sort when it came to my explanation. It was just very simple. I mean, like I said, I knew Cecilia too well. With everything that had gone on during the investigation, and then up until that first discussion with regards to trying to tie up the different types of crimes and different types of murders, all the puzzle pieces fit so perfectly and so simply. There was no reason, honestly, for any doubt. It was as clear as day to me. Even though I honestly still, even after this group has been sentenced, all these months later, I still honestly battle to grasp hold of the reality that someone could be so sadistic in even just thinking in this manner, never mind actually carrying out these acts. My mind still cannot grasp this full reality, but sadly I know it is a reality. In the beginning stages, at least from when I was still friends with Cecilia, going back to the samurai sword killings, the murders and the victims selected there did not necessarily fall into either of the two categories or two sets of reasonings that I've given. From what Cecilia was trying to do and from what happened back then, those were basically to carry on controlling and teaching, I suppose you could say, her students. She was trying to teach boys satanic practices, and having killed other students or other people was part of this practice. It was basically a way to control them, but also to numb their minds out in order to make this normal, in order to make killing a normal thing for them in Satanism. And I know that in at least one of the incidences, one of the killings was done basically as a tribute to Satan. But again, this basically still boils down to fulfilling satanic practices. Cecilia teaching these boys the different ins and outs of Satanism, and unfortunately, killing other kids at school was part of it. It was part of the initiation, it was part of a tribute to Satan, it was part of the package. If you wanted to be a Satanist, it was something you had to do, because this was, in Cecilia's mindset at least, a normal thing to do if you were a Satanist. I'm not exactly too sure how Cecilia found these boys in order to train them. As far as I know, with one or two of them, Cecilia had known these boys since they were young, and she had become friends with them, and in doing so, like Cecilia had done with the other members of her group, she numbed them out, but also spun this world of fascination when it came to the occult. And I suppose at the end of the day, it intrigued them enough to want to learn to become a Satanist. But with the one boy who I had previously mentioned in another audio, who was trying to learn satanic practices and he wanted to leave just to live a normal life, this basically fell into the overkill category. Because I suppose Cecilia would have seen him as a threat. You know, she was teaching him satanic practices, and at the end of the day, he could have exposed her, even just by mentioning something to someone. And yeah, this was a threat to Cecilia, and sadly resulted in an overkill murder. But with the other kids that were killed as a result of a tribute to Satan or part of an initiation into Satanism, as far as I know, those kids who were killed, or there was at least attempts to kill them, they were fairly random. I could be wrong in saying that because I'm not too sure, or I don't know too much about the victims who were selected to be part of this tribute to Satan, or initiation at least. But as a whole, this is the different ways in which Cecilia would orchestrate the murders. This is how Cecilia would select her victims. For some it was personal, and for some it was not personal. It just depended on what you had to offer, or potentially offer, and if you were deemed as a threat. That basically, I suppose, boiled down to which category of the type of murder she would carry out.